Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. What's up, friends? This is episode 60 of Heezy Life titled Balance. Why is it so hard? Balance is not something you find. It is something you create. Jaina Kingsford. We all know that balance is so very important because, well, it's in everything. We cannot get away from it, and we feel it so strongly. How sucky does it feel when you're completely out of balance with your work life and your home life? You've tipped the scales too far in one direction, and you feel it. But usually, we only feel it when we have completely tipped the scales, when we've gone way too far and are way too out of balance. I feel like one of the reasons for this is because it is so dang hard to balance everything. How do we balance work and relationships and finances and health and entertainment and growth and everything else we have going on in our life? It is so overwhelming. We don't know how to balance it all, so we just don't. We let ourselves inch closer and closer to a cliff, knowing full well what we are doing, but not doing anything about it until we're like flinging ourselves off the cliff, screaming down, falling, and being like, oh no, what happened? Happened. I mean, that's an extreme example, but is any of that ringing true? The fact is that we wait until it's an emergency, until we need to fix something to give it the attention it needs. But then it's too late. We've already gotten ourselves out of balance, overcommitted, done whatever that thing is again, and then we get upset and angry at ourselves, like, dang, why can't I get this right? We are not setting ourselves up for success. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Nothing is going to change until we do. We have to do something different. And here's the thing. We know what we need to do. We know how to do it. We just have to actually do it. But what sucks about balance is that it's never a one-size-fits-all. We can't just implement a plan one time and then poof, we're suddenly in balance for the rest of our lives. Ugh, that would be so awesome though, right? But no. Our reality is that when we think we've got everything figured out, everything changes. Because change is the only constant in life. We have to prioritize balance. We have to put guardrails around our life in order to really live the way that we not only want to, but the way that we were meant to live. Because we were meant to live with balance. And prioritizing balance is a huge act of self-love. But the hardest part about doing that is that there are these things called other people in the world who are not on our same agenda, who want and need things from us, and who will not necessarily care to align with our balance goals. That's just life. So we have to fight to create and make time for balance, fight for the life that we were meant to live. And I can already hear you thinking, but I have so much going on, like how can I ever balance it all? You can't. We are an overworked, overcommitted society. We are over everything, extra, extra, extra. We can't possibly do everything we're doing, yet we do. It's quite the conundrum. So here's what I challenge you with today. Choose. Choose what you need in order to live your best life and honor that. Make it work for you. And this is the real kicker. You have to say no. Saying no to the things that you feel like you should do in order to say yes to the things that you really want to do is the key to balance. It is so simple, yet can radically change your life. I want to give you the space right now to say no. Think of one thing you've overcommitted to doing already this week, something that you didn't want to do, but you felt like you should do. Whatever that thing is, tell it no. No. You are not going to do that. I can feel your anxiety rising, but no, that is not right for you, and you are not meant to do that. If you are in a place where you can, say out loud, no. I know it's scary. I know that people might think something about you, or they might not invite you to something again, but be true to yourself. Be honest. If you are doing things that you don't feel are truly right for you, then you are not only dishonoring yourself, but you are not giving others your best, most truest, most awesome self. Our best energy is where our passion is. Pursue your passion and be ruthless about what you choose to do. Your time is yours. Use it well. I'll end with this quote by Sarah Pattinson. Realize that now, in this moment of time, you are creating. You are creating your next moment. That is what's real. You have the power to change your life, to create a new reality. Do not waste that beautiful gift. I love you. I'm so proud of you, and great things are coming your way. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. If you want to continue the conversation or just hear more inspiration, go check out my Instagram at heezy.life. Have a great week and keep it heezy, my friends.